Hi, George. My name is Ordeal, and I'm calling you from KLBJ 590 in Austin.
Austin, Texas.
Right. We really enjoyed your talk fest, and I hope you come back and do it again.
I shall be back next year when they do it again.
Thank you, sir. I have a ghost story for you. When I was 9 years old, I'm a product of a military. I'm a military brat. My father was stationed in Fort Ord. He was a drill sergeant.
Oh, well, tough one, too, probably, huh?
Yes. We were living in L.A., and it was Easter Sunday, and I was supposed to, you know, when you back then, when you were young, you'd have a couple of lines you say for Easter services. I only had one suit, so my mother had reminded my father Saturday to make sure that he'd go to the dry cleaners and pick my suit up so I'd have it for Sunday. Well, when I got up Sunday morning, I heard my mother in there yelling at my dad because he had forgotten to pick up my suit. And so she told me that I didn't have a suit and I'd have to just go with some regular pants and a shirt and tie. And it upset me because I wanted to show off my new suit. So I walked out. I walked out to the front porch and was sitting down. Hadn't been sitting there, no more than 15 minutes when I looked up and this white van pulled up and this guy handed me my suit. And I ran in to show the suit to my mom and dad. And by the time they came outside to pay him and thank him, the guy was gone. So my mother said the first thing she was going to do Monday morning is call the cleaners, find out how much the suit cost, and thank them for doing that because they were closed on Sundays. Well, my mother called the cleaners, and she was talking to, I guess, one of the people that worked there. And after they heard her story, they called the manager in, and the manager asked my mother to repeat that. And she did. And he said, ma'am, that couldn't have happened because the dry cleaners delivery guy had died in a car accident Saturday.
Oh, my God.
But we had the suit. We had the receipt. And it upset my father so bad that he sent us back to Texas while he stayed there in California.
That's a great story. Now, did he die on the job? Or
He died making his deliveries that Saturday.
Your suit was in that van?
It was in that van.
That's incredible.
it really upset the whole neighborhood.
Oh, my God. This guy wanted to deliver the clothes so badly.
Well, I was sitting on the porch and I was upset at my dad and I was praying for my suit and the next thing I looked up and here come this guy in the van. But you know what? It was a strange thing. I don't remember hearing the van pull up or anything. I just looked up and saw the guy and saw him get in the van.
And it was there.
We had the suit and we had the receipt. So.
That's a great story. That's one of the tops. Thanks.